folks. I'm Peachy, pansy white natural soap. I can get clothes white as snow because I'm a high-quality white soap with an active dirt looseness. You should try me next wash day. P&G White Master Soap's the name. So long.
Hello there. Get ready to smile again with Radio's home folks, Fake and Fade. Fake and Fade, written by Paul Reimer, is brought to you each weekday by the makers of the new Sure Mix Crystal.
Dear diary, I never saw a sale. Every time I'm particularly anxious to turn out a wonderful pie, what happens? The pie crust is tough. And to have it happen tonight with company for dinner. Oh, the lemon chiffon filling was delicious, light as a feather.
Well, what good does that do when you have to apologize for the pie crust?
Do you want us to apologize for pies you make? Listen then to this wonderful news. If you change to pure, all-vegetable Crisco and follow Crisco's sensational new pastry method, you can say goodbye to those embarrassing pie failures. You see, for years, Crisco has been famous for flaky, mouth-watering pie crust. But now, with the revolutionary new pastry method, the Crisco people are perfected for their shortening, even beginners can be sure of making pie crust a great, untouchable form. Be sure to use Crisco, and only Crisco, though. We can't promise that surefire success with just any shortening. Now, that's because Crisco and Crisco's sensational new pastry method do away with the two chief causes of tough pie crust. Too much water and too much handling of your pie dough. Good folks just haven't told you the exact amount of water to use, and it's so easy to use too much and wind up with a sticky, hard-to-roll-out pie dough and tough pie crust. But no longer. Crisco's amazing new pastry method tells you exactly how much water to use. Your pie dough rolls out like a charm. Yeah, boy, what wonderful pie crust. So ask for Crisco today and look for Crisco's new pastry method on page 6 of the December Woman's Home Companion. Or mail a postcard with your name and address to Crisco, Cincinnati, Ohio, and we'll send you Crisco's method free. Remember, with Crisco and Crisco's new pastry method, you can be sure of flaky, tender pie crust. Well, sir, it's late afternoon at the end of the small house, halfway up to the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Victor Cook, his son, Mr. Rush Cook, and Faye's amiable Uncle Fletcher. The gentlemen have just this moment arrived, and they're removing hats and overcoats.
Just Sadie, it's not home.
Probably upstairs or down, tell him. The back door was unlocked. Mom very seldom even goes across the alley to Miss Harris's without locking the back door.
Fine. Likely she's off Christmas shopping.
Yes? You, Mom?
Hi, Joy. What's your home?
I'll be right down.
Take everybody's hats and coats in the hallway, why don't you, George?
Okay. You can be getting the cards out of the library table drawer.
I'm only going to play a couple hands or so, Vic. Sit down long enough to take the chill out of my bones.
Anything you say.
I better let Sadie know I'm not staying for supper. Otherwise, she might just...
Come here too, Uncle Fletcher.
Greetings, Dr. Pete.
I couldn't stay for supper, even if I was invited. My landlady has colors fixed and special turnip greens this evening. No, I'll play a hand or two around and step on home.
You're here too, Uncle Fletcher.
Hello, Sadie. These scallywags told me you were off downtown Christmas shopping.
Did they?
Yeah.
I suggest we deal everybody 10 cards just like you're doing 2 hands on me. That way the game lasts longer and there's more chance.
What's the idea telling me your mother was off downtown Christmas shopping, right?
Oh, I never told you that.
Kids take boys, they enjoy it, you.
Don't bother there for a minute, Vic.
What?
I say don't bother fixing up your rummies there for a minute. I've got something to show you.
Something to show me?
Yes. You too, Willie. Go out in the dining room.
What for?
You'll see. We're going out in the dining room a little bit, Uncle Fletcher. Sit down and make yourself comfortable.
I'm not staying for supper, Sadie.
You're welcome to.
Might, I said he's incest, but like I just got to tell him what's his name. I promised Miss Keller I'd come home and eat turnip greens. She's fixing special.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, what? I bumped into Vic just now, coming from the office. And Rush comes from Tappan's vacant lot. I said, why didn't I stop in a while and get warm if I had it too, Robbie? I decided by. Thought I better get understood right away, though. I wasn't mistaken about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rush told her you were off downtown Christmas shopping.
I never told you anything
to say. Yeah. I understand, boys. Enjoy, don't you?
Come out in the dining room, you two fellas. I'm sure Uncle Fletcher will excuse you for a minute or so.
What's out in the dining room?
Come along.
After you, Charlie.
Huh?
It's a shame company has to be present to see this.
See what?
I'd realized I had two little babies in the house instead of two great big men, I'd have bought myself a padlock.
Well, I got no idea what you're talking about, kiddo.
I wouldn't laugh.
Where's everybody going?
They'll be right back. Will you open the bottom of the pay drawer, please?
Sure.
It happened once before, a long time ago. I thought then I'd made everything clear. Looks like I didn't.
Are you referring to the attorney?
I asked you to open the bottom buffet drawer. You just going to stand there?
Oh, yes, a civilized question.
Open the bottom buffet drawer.
I'm not staying for supper, you know, Sadie.
Just sit down and be comfortable a minute, Uncle Fletcher.
I made a settlement with my landlady, Miss Keller. I'd be home beach special, courtesy. She left it at the dinner table with a snow schedule. Settlement with my landlady, Miss Keller. I'd be home beach special, courtesy. He mentioned at the dinner table with a snow chisel. Desperate was my landlady, Miss Keller. I'd be home beef special, courtesy. He mentioned at the dinner table with a snow chisel.
Don't refuse, boy, George.
Well,
my first baseman's glove. I would have bet $40 I'd carelessly left that first baseman's glove in Catman's vacant lot last summer. I would have bet $50.
Do either one of you fellas remember how I cried and wept and yelled when I discovered you'd used this bottom of the safe drawer to keep your trash in before?
Oh, about those overshoes, Sadie. I'd be complete innocent. It's a mystery to me how they...
You'd be complete innocence about this?
Oh, it is. Why, isn't that...
Yes, it is. It's the rotten, old, dirty, rusty, rotten horseshoe you brought home from my team supper's basement.
Well, that's the horseshoe I contended me with. I won 6 games in a row with it and made 7 ringers in succession. Let's see, what did early last September...
What was it doing in the bottom drawer of my buffet?
Darned if I know. Rush, have you been taking liberties with my personal possessions and secret living?
I have not.
What's everybody doing in the dining room?
I don't open this bottom buffet drawer ever. It's where I keep my knife, my best wash rags and doilies and tablecloths and napkins. And you fellas knew. You just couldn't have forgot that other time when this happened.
What's everybody doing in the dining room?
By accident, I opened the drawer this afternoon. Needed a place to put that little handkerchief Dotty brain fever sent. Open the drawer and like to think it. Rush, how about that ice cream?
I've been looking at that ice cream with considerable interest. It's not my ice cream.
It's not your ice cream?
It's not my own personal ice cream, no. I mean by that, I never purchased the ice skate. As a matter of strict downright fact, I found that ice skate laying in the middle of Center Street way last summer. I remember saying to myself at the time, it certainly was a peculiar season to come across an ice skate with the thermometer at 90 degrees.
Did you put the ice skate in the drawer there?
I'm just trying to recollect if I did or not.
You'll notice it's sticking into the fancy table runner Miss Dembottom bought in Chicago and gave me for my birthday, and I considered it too nice to you.
Well, I'm racking my brains, but I can't seem to recollect placing that particular ice skate in that particular bottom buffet drawer.
The telephone's
ringing.
I'll get it.
I'll get it.
No, it's probably Ike and
Supper. It's probably Bluetooth John.
I'll get it.
You fellas stay right here.
What's everybody doing in the dining room?
I'm sorry you had to be a witness to this, Uncle Fletcher.
Right.
The idea of piling ice cream on top of your mother's table, Scott.
I don't even recall doing it.
Lucky story.
As far as that goes, what's the idea of piling horseshoes on Mom's table, Scott?
Are you all of a sudden a district attorney, a judge, and a stern old man? I'm not responsible to you for my actions, my friend.
Sadie, Vex store or something, is it?
Yeah.
Fine. Oh, you take ladies' outfit, but remember Phil Wisher there in Sterling? Wore cap, socks, shirt, necktie, underwear, pants, coat, and vest, all made out of the same material?
No.
Later died?
No.
Phil Wisher married a woman, and that woman got vexed on her wedding day and stayed vexed for 27 years. Phil never made a man on purpose at all. All he'd done was say, who's that funny-looking chap with a whisker? It happened to be referring to his wife's father. Wife got vexed and stayed vexed. Never a day passed when she didn't jump on to the breakfast table and say, I suppose you're wondering who that funny-looking chap with the whiskers is.
That's so terrible, terrible, terrible funny.
Uncle Fetchy just told an amusing anecdote. He was about it.
Uncle Fetchy had to be a witness.
Yes. So Phil Wisher's wife got black days, man.
Who was it on the phone, please?
Miss Sobel.
Nobody for me.
I said it was Miss Sobel. No, I never opened this bottom of the same drawer myself. I feel like it sometimes, but I hesitate. See, everything is arranged so carefully. Every wash rag, table runner, napkin, and doily is folded and patted down to perfection. I don't like to dig around and take chances on disarranging stuff I've labored over.
If I may murmur one little word in my own defense,
Ice skates, overshoes, old newspapers, baseball mitts, and screwdrivers. These easy slippers are your property, aren't they, Rush?
I can explain exactly how they happen to be there.
Daniel, tell us. It ought to be interesting.
Well, sir, one evening some weeks ago, I was studying algebra in my pajamas. The doorbell rang, and it was Mr. and Ms. Heddle stopping past for a few minutes on their way home from the picture show. Rush, you said, run upstairs and put on your clothes. I run upstairs and put on my clothes.
Kind
and
of
come
a
down
long, dull, tiresome story, don't you think, Uncle Fletcher?
Beg pardon, Sadie.
Don't you think it's kind of a long, tiresome story, Rush is telling?
Yes. Yes, it is. There might be a Sid Peepers there in Belvedere.
Is Sid Peepers there in Belvedere piled dirty old junk on top of his mother's loveliest linen things?
Yes. Sid Peepers married a woman 24 years old.
How old is this?
Hardly any time for you to smirk and snort and titter, Rush.
Sid Peepers married a woman 24 years old.
How old is she?
Are you either?
Sadie?
Yes.
Sid Peepers married a woman 24 years old.
How old was Sid?
26. Sid Peepers was 26 years old when he got married. Started taking violin lessons. Took violin lessons every Sunday afternoon up until the time he was 57, and at the end of that time, wasn't able to play a single tune.
What was the matter?
Why?
Why couldn't he play a single tune after all them lessons?
He played scale. He liked scale, so he played scale. Asked Sid to slosh out his fiddle and make off a selection, and he'd play his scale. However, for an encore, he played another scale. He played scales as good as any violin player around. But they got monotonous after the evening.
Getting back to this buffet drawer.
Yes.
Is it going to happen again?
No.
You know what takes place. You come dashing in the house with your ice cream and your overshoes and your baseball mitts and want to get them out of sight.
Yeah,
but won't go to the trouble of lifting your little finger to find the suitable. This bottom buffet drawer is close and handy. You simply yank it over.
Telephone's ringing.
The telephone's ringing.
Positive.
I'll get it.
Yeah, positive. It's like me.
I'm positive. It's Bluetooth.
I'll get it.
Why don't you both go get it?
What?
Why don't you both go get it?
All right. I have to go home for supper, you know, Sadie.
Sorry, you can't stay.
Miss Teller's preparing special turnip greens this evening.
Uh-huh.
They can rush back, sir.
No, I'm the one that's vexed.
Fine.
Just look at my bottom buffet drawer.
Yeah.
And it'll happen again.
Oh, sure.
It'll happen again.
Remember J.L. Dunn's plot, Van Dixon?
No.
Was right-handed up till the time he was 29 and turned left-handed overnight?
No.
J.L. Dunn's plot married a woman 53 years old.
How old is he?
37.
Well, neighbors, so ends today's visit at that small house halfway up the next block. But seems like something's always going on at the residence of Mr. and Mrs. Victor Good. And I'll be waiting there to open the door for you when you drop in on vacant stage the next time. This is Ed Hurley, you speak.
Nine out of ten, leading stocking makers say, you drive a flake, you drive a flake. You'll help stockings wear that way. Why, you should just see the records women got when we tested some beautiful Quaker silk stockings with Ivy's lace. Records like this came pouring in. 288 hours of wear. 337 hours. Even as much as 359 hours of constant wear from a single pair of stockings. Now, I know with silk stockings getting scarcer, you'd be pretty thrilled to get that kind of wear.
So why not do as these women did? Don't use strong soaps. Do wash your stockings every night with new Double Quick Ivory Flakes. You know, we've tested many leading brands of stockings with Ivory Flakes, and one after another, wonderful records of stocking wear were piled up. No wonder 9 out of 10 leading makers of famous stockings advise new Ivory Flakes for both their silk and their nylon.
Oh, 9 out of 10, leading stocking makers say. You drive the place, you ride the place. You'll help stockings wear that way. Every night, you add a place, and your stockings really wear.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.